We need to promote a culture of caring, and this involves both physical and psychological safety for the caregivers. This is a shared responsibility between individuals and leadership. Quote, healthcare cultures must be a synergy of safety, quality, competence, and compassion. Too little of any ingredient will negatively impact patients and caregivers alike. End quote. This valuable conclusion comes from a recent paper that was contesting the term compassion fatigue with caregivers. The balance between self-care, compassionate practices to balance empathic distress, and work environments that promote these elements while also providing safety for workers promotes higher quality care for all. When referring to safety, this refers to physical safety and psychological safety. Psychological safety for the support of the veterinary associate cannot be understated. Without this, every other aspect of the veterinary caregiving professional's career is sabotaged. This is important both in creating an environment where a colleague is compassionately supported when they are struggling in any capacity and when mistakes are made. The ability to share when a mistake is made and not fear negative repercussions or shaming is vital. This is particularly valuable to veterinary caregivers in their first few years of practice. Knowing that the practice culture is one of trust and of respect would support a collaborative approach toward learning, as well as putting in safeguards to support best patient care. In this environment, novel protocols supporting best practices in workflow, patient care, and associate training are more likely to be developed and implemented. Dr. Atul Gawande's bestseller, The Checklist Manifesto, speaks to the need for group accountability to support a culture of increased safety for patients and for caregivers. By acknowledging the inevitability of human error, systematic protocols were created by the medical team and implemented to increase effective communication. Rather than scapegoating an individual, the approach is to work as a team to minimize the likelihood of avoidable errors. With a focus on a collective responsibility for higher quality of patient care, there is a significant decrease in medical errors and an increased sense of support and appreciation for the caregivers. Open and supportive evaluation of when questions, concerns, or even mistakes occur is key to fostering a culture of psychological safety in environments of care and learning. Compassion fatigue and burnout are significantly decreased when associates feel valued and know that their professional growth will be supported with less likelihood of being shamed or judged. Individual accountability is encouraged when a culture of group accountability and collective learning is fostered. To better appreciate where group accountability currently exists in veterinary medicine to support safety, as well as other cultural elements promoting healthy growth in practice, it would be helpful to examine the various professional stages of development and of clinical practice.